the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The three Marys, Mary Magdalene, Mary Mother of James, and Mother of Salome, went to the tomb in the darkness during the night, as the sun was about to rise. They were walking, and of course, as it should be, there was a conversation between the three women. They were talking together. Who is going to roll back the stone? And although they did not have the answer to this interesting question, who is going to roll back the stone? Did they stop? No. They carried on. They decided that someone or somehow or something would happen in front of the tomb of Christ. Somebody is going to help them. They would find, by providence, by the grace of God, they would find some help. They decided to continue their pilgrimage to the tomb of Jesus Christ. The very reason is because of the love for Jesus. They knew that the body of Christ was placed in the tomb without anointing, and that was very unusual, and that was contrary to the custom of the Jews. They should not bury anyone without the anointing with what the Gospel calls these mysterious sweet spices. I don't know what it means, but something really with the fragrance and the strong fragrance and the odor, as we keep the fragrance in the church, particularly in the use of the sacred chrism, which was used last night for the blessing of the baptismal font of this church, and also used for Stephen, who was baptized and confirmed during the night yesterday. These three Marys were determined to come to the tomb. They wanted to honor their crucified Savior. They wanted to pay homage to the King of their lives. They wanted to touch this body again with great reverence, as Saint Mary Magdalene surely encouraged the two other Marys to do. Maybe these two Marys were kind of reluctant because they would not be used to it. But Mary Magdalene was using and has been anointing the body of Jesus Christ, the feet of Christ in particular, and the head of Christ throughout after her conversion. She would encourage the other Marys and tell them, "We must go. This is how you prove your love for this true man and this true God. He is our King after all. He must be honored." As opposed to the rest of the disciples and the apostles, the three Marys have a different, the pilgrimage of the three Marys has a different outcome, a different conclusion. The final words of the Gospel are clear. Christ is risen, but he's gone to Galilee with the other disciples and Peter. He's not here. As opposed to the other disciples, Christ doesn't manifest himself to the three Marys. It must have been a disappointment. We must remember what these three Marys were and did for Christ during the Passion. They were the most faithful women amongst the disciples of Christ, with Our Lady, of course. They were faithful to Jesus Christ amongst the torments of the Passion. They were present, they were praying, they were supporting him. And at the end, after all these moments, and and challenging movements of pains and sorrows with the blessed Lord, they didn't get the reward of Christ. They didn't get the consolation of Jesus Christ. They come, he's not here, he's gone. The tomb is empty. It's a joy, but it could have been a kind of disappointment for these three women. We've done everything we could for him. We've been faithful, we've been close to him. And now, at the very moment we need his consoling presence, he has gone to see some of us. The minute after, they probably had this consolation, probably, that the mother and the son at this very moment were together. And that was the consolation of the three Marys, the thought that our blessed Lord was now at Our Lady's, with Our Lady, and consoling her, the afflicted mother of the station of the cross. That was their consolation. Although, humanly speaking, it was a little bit of frustration, holy frustration, don't worry. But he didn't manifest himself to them at first. It shows us the determination of these three women. The tomb would be closed, and when they arrived, nobody was there except an angel. It shows us how challenging is our pilgrimage to heaven. Because Easter Sunday and the resurrection of our blessed Lord would be ours one day, we would rise again from the dead at the last judgment, when everybody would come in front of the judge and we would see who was faithful and who sadly was not. We would see exactly who we are. We would see exactly what we have done, what we have been, what we had wished to be, and where we failed to be holy. This resurrection of Christ is our own resurrection. It's the prophecy of ours. It opens the window to our own eternal life. And when we walk throughout our weaknesses, the challenges, the temptations, the difficulties, the darkness of this life, we keep walking because we want to be faithful. And this is where the three Marys are models and a great example for us. Fidelity to our blessed Lord. Whatever happened, even if we do not receive any consolation from him during this time, we carry on. We focus our sights towards our own resurrection, and we will be gathered with him as he gathered the apostles and the disciples on the day of his resurrection, as he stayed with his mother at the very early moment of the resurrection. We would be gathered with him again. We would contemplate his tortured but glorious joyful body. We share the life with him. And that's our hope and our faith and our deep love for him. That's why we walk in the darkness with the three Marys, and we do not give up. Because if we give up, our life becomes pointless, cold, and dark. And this is it. If we want and we have the grace of a consolation, a pre-consolation already, even if we do not see him, alike to the three Marys, but we receive him, and that's the difference. We receive his glorious body in the fruitful reception of Holy Communion. Every communion is the renewal of the incarnation of Christ through the Mass, but also Holy Communion is already a what we call, well, St. Thomas Aquinas called, the seed of glory planted in our hearts. Heaven is planted in our souls, in our souls. Whilst once receiving Holy Communion with good preparation. And this is why we have the heavenly nourishment to continue and walk to the risen Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.